Friends, our subject innovation management. Now we move on to the third chapter, everyone is creative. In the first chapter, we saw the need for innovation. Second chapter, we saw flow of ideas, problem sensitivity, idea fluency, the necessity of all that. And now I want to tell you one very, very good thing. Everyone is creative. One of the fundamental principles of innovation. One of the fundamental principles of innovation management is believe in creativity. First of all, believe in creativity. Believe in your own creativity. We must be creative. Why? As every good gardener knows, you cannot rely on the same old flowers season after season. You have to plant new seeds, you have to sow new seeds. They are needed to rejuvenate the garden. We cannot have the same garden which was there 5 years back, same flowers, because they die. We have to sow new seeds, then new flowers will come and stimulate growth. We must do this activity regularly. We must rejuvenate our organization by new ideas. Like a gardener will sow the new seeds, we must sow new ideas. Creative thinking involves leaving the known and entering the unknown. What is known? The people, they are working for 35 years, 45 years like that, and they have created something and that is known. Well, now we have to leave that and we have to enter unknown, which is not yet practiced, which is not yet known. Something new and better, distinctively new and better. That is creative thinking. It can be a very old idea which was existing somewhere. We use it in a new perspective, connect it in a new way. Okay, but this is the new way of working, creative thinking. Leave the known and enter the unknown. Many people stop themselves from experiencing new things and only want to stay in their comfort zone. I have discussed this matter earlier. Comfort zone, status quo, complacency, good enough. I don't want anything more, Baba. Many people stop themselves from being creative because they do not believe in their ability to be creative. Am I creative? No, I am not. They do not believe that they also are having a brain. They do not believe that it is necessary to think differently. They feel that whatever is going on for last so many years will go on for another 25 years, and they are very happy with that because they say, oh, no problem, it will go on. They stop themselves from being creative because they don't believe in their ability to be creative, and they want to remain in their comfort zone, they want to remain in their status quo. So they stop themselves from experiencing new things. They said, no experiments, no Baba. I am tired. Let this continue. This will only continue. My customer will not buy anything more from anybody else. He will keep on buying from me only. I am having so much confidence about myself. we must experiment new things. Second principle of innovation management is be curious, like a small child. The small child will ask his mother, why 28 days in February, like that he will ask. We must be like that child, curious, why this, why not that, what if? We must first believe in our creativity and we must be curious like that child. And this curiosity must continue. Even if you people become of my age or even senior to my age, your curiousness should not die. Whole of your life, like people say, no, whole of your life you must be a student. Like that I say, whole of your life you become curious. Great creative thinkers have an insatiable appetite for understanding how things work and for connecting new thoughts with old ones. New thoughts, old thoughts, connect them. Be curious. Can I do this way? Can I do that way? Why not? Why? How? Be curious, like a child. Don't consider that somebody will say, oh, this fool is behaving like a child. Okay. Let those people talk. We don't bother. We don't stop becoming curious. They feel free to challenge their own assumptions and those of others. Why? They will say, if I don't do this, something wrong will happen. Then we say, why? I don't believe it. Challenge it. Challenge the present ideas and think differently. They make room for new ideas by unlearning or forgetting some of the what they have thought to be true. Unlearning, very big word, unlearning. We learn, learn and learn, but we don't know how to unlearn. There are some things which we must unlearn. Like we must sweep our room every day, like that we must unlearn some unnecessary things from our life every day. Forget some things which have become obsolete, old, useless. Forget that. Unlearn them. They know that creativity requires a new mindset. They ask probing questions and listen to the answers they receive with open mind. Who they? Curious people. Great creative thinkers have an insatiable appetite for understanding how things work. For connecting new thoughts with old ones, they feel free to challenge their own assumptions, those of others' assumptions. They make room for new ideas, for unlearning and forgetting some of the what they thought to be true earlier. They want to unlearn. They say, no, nothing more, no more. They know that creativity requires a new mindset. They ask probing questions like, why not, what if, how, what, like that. Listen to the answers they receive with open minds. Earlier I said, mind is like a parachute. It works only when it is open. So with open minds, ask questions and listen to the answers. Creativity. Everyone is creative, mind you. The third principle of creative thinking is discover new connections. And all this, what I am telling you, will come. I am going to explain it to you with examples. Discover new connections. Many ideas already exist in universe somewhere, in some form, industry sector, in country, in foreign country, in some foreign organization. Take those ideas, connect them differently, discover new connections. Finding these ideas and then experimenting to mix and match. Mix and match. You know this. or cut and paste them into new ideas. Old ideas, cut and paste into new ideas. This is the essence of creative thinking. Are you not able to do this? Yes, you are. You do this. Believe in your creativity. Be curious. Discover new connections for old ideas which are existing. Learning how to connect or cross-fertilize ideas into new ones will greatly increase a person's creative thinking skills. Do this. You do this. You know cutting and pasting. I don't have to tell you. You know mix and match. I don't have to tell you. Do this for ideas. Believe in your creativity. Be curious. Find out the old ideas. Experiment them, mix and match them, cut and paste them into new ideas. Do this continuously. Then you will be a creative person. Then you will innovate. And you have ability to do it. God has given you the left brain and right brain. Believe that you have the ability. Believe that not only Archimedes or Aristotle were able to do it, you are also able to do it. This is the firm belief that must be there. Believe that everyone is creative. Is creative thinking the domain of only a few? No. The answer is big no. It is not the domain of only a few. Even you can be also creative. Making it very, very, very clear. You also can be creative. It is not domain of only a few. The definition of creativity is the discovery of a new connection. Then everyone has the ability to be creative. Look, what is this? Here I have taken Monaco biscuits and I have created some new snack out of that. What I have done? I have mixed and matched various food items and created this beautiful thing. In a party, if I keep this, people will love to eat it. Have I invented this? No. I have just used a Monaco biscuit, some cream and something else, and I have created this snack which will be loved by the people. Are you not able to do this? Yes, you are able to do it. Then do it. Everyone has the ability to connect one idea with another, to find an idea in another department, to connect it with another to solve the challenge at hand. Don't you have this ability? I'm sure you have. Finding a new idea to better serve a customer, discovering a new recipe using only the ingredients in the refrigerator. You are hungry. Your mother is not there. What you do? You open the fridge, take 4 or 5 different attempts from the fridge, connect them together and eat. Are you not already doing it? You are. You are doing it. Same thing I am telling. Believe in your creativity. Be curious. Connect different ideas. Old ideas with new ideas. Cut and paste them. Trying new route to and from work. You are going from one place to another. You are having a lot of problems. Change the route. Find out how you can go safely to another place. Creativity. And you are creative. Believe it. I am telling you, believe it. You are creative. You are able to do it. Don't stop your brain from working. Don't bother about any criticism. Don't bother if people say that you are a fool. Don't worry about it. Yes, I am a fool. Okay. Yes, I am crazy. Okay. But I will work this way because I know that this is the way out. Other day I had gone to Pizza Hut. They gave me this new dish called birizza. What is this birizza? Nothing. Biryani and pizza, they have connected together. What great they have done? Nothing. But this birizza is selling like hotcake. What they have done? They have used the idea of biryani and they have used the idea of their own pizza and they have mixed it and matched it. That's all. And they are selling like hotcake. You also do it. Take a chapati, take some vegetables, mix and match. Maybe you are able to create a new snack. Do it. You are able to do it. Believe it. The most important factor in creative thinking is person's own belief in his creative ability. Don't ever think that only Archimedes was able to do it. Don't ever believe that only Aristotle was able to do it. Believe that you are also able to do it. A leader cannot just ask people to be creative. They must first believe that they are creative. People must believe that they are creative. What I am telling you, I am creating you now as creative people. I am motivating you and I am telling you that you have that ability to be creative. And that is what I am doing the job of your leader. A leader must create an atmosphere that all the people under him think that they are creative people. They have creative ability. Traits of a creative thinker: willing to challenge the status quo, curious, adventurous, imaginative, able to make new connections, observant, flexible, reflective, playful, tolerance being in the unknown. This is all a creative leader, creative thinker. Enjoys complexity, has many interests, enjoys a challenge. This is not common. But you have this ability, then you can be a creative thinker. I am telling you, I am inspiring you that you don't think that you are not creative. You don't be like other people who have stopped thinking. Cultivate this ability. You cultivate this habit in your mind. You must be intuitive, able to see new possibilities. You must unlearn the old things, motivated, collaborative, analytical, patient, persistent. You must have perseverance. This is creative thinker. A leader cannot just ask people to be creative. They must first believe, and he must make them believe that they are willing to challenge their status quo, curious, and so on. There are many situations in everyday life in which an individual's creative thinking is needed. When faced with the challenge of finding a birthday gift, figuring out a new route to work, while locating a long lost classmate. One of my classmates from college completely lost. Nobody was knowing where he is. Then I found innovative ways to find him, and finally I located him in Philips, Mumbai. But believe me, nothing was known about that man. Nothing was known. Nobody was knowing that man. But like a police inspector, I literally searched all the telephone directories and this and that, and ultimately I found him. Innovative way, creative way. Are you not able to do it? Are you not already doing it? Yes, you are doing it. Then cultivate that habit. You have left brain. As I was telling repeatedly, you have right brain. Left brain does logical thinking, sequential thinking, rational thinking, analytical thinking, objective thinking. Right brain is random, intuitive, holistic, synthesizing, subjective, looks at holes. William Miller developed the best assessment tool. Miller believes that everyone has the capacity to be innovative. His approach chooses not to measure whether a person is innovative, because he knows everybody is innovative, but instead seeks to understand or discover the unique way in which the person is innovative. For example, one person from you may be creative in one way, another person may be in a different way, but he is innovative. I said everybody is creative. Please believe creativity in you. There are four innovation styles: visioning, exploring, experimenting, and modifying. Now, amongst you people, some people may be visioning style, some people may be having exploring style, some people may be having experimenting style, some people may be having modifying style, but everybody has a creativity. One must find out what kind of creative he is. What is visioning? People having the visioning style trust their instincts and like decisions. Okay, that is the goal, that is the vision. There I will reach, I will make a decision where to go, I will find solutions that focus on maximizing potential rather than focusing on what has gone in the past. I don't bother about past. I have this vision, I have to go there. I am not bothering about past. Driven by their long-term goals, they solve problems by relying on their vision of the future to guide them. That is the vision, and I will go there. How to go there? I will make action plans. That is visioning. So some of you may be of visioning style or be visioning style. Believe that you have that ability. Then exploring, some people try to explore, some people like uncharted territory. Okay, let us go there. Like Columbus, they said, okay, let us go to India. Like Vasco da Gama, he said, okay, let us go Cape of Good Hope. So he did all that, you know. They thrive on the unknown and unpredictable. Columbus was not knowing what will come. He just headed and found a place like America. Nothing was known. There was no map, nothing. Nobody was knowing that there is a place like that there. Often they come up with new ideas from out of nowhere. They tend to add a sense of adventure to any project and open up the potential for dramatic breakthroughs. So some people are visioning style because they will have a vision and they will make action plans. Some people are having exploring style. They say, okay, let us find out the unknown. Then some people are like experimenting. He says, okay, let us see what happens. Let us see what happens. We will do like this. We will change the temperature. We will change the pressure. We will change this. We will change that. We take existing elements and combine them in new ways. And let us get people involved to ensure an implementable plan of action. Some people like to experiment. Once they agree on a common process or way of thinking, they can troubleshoot anything. Then modifying. They say, okay, this is the existing thing, let us modify it. Let us build on what already we have and make improvements wherever necessary. Some people feel comfortable moving forward one step at a time. They like to build on what they already know is true and common and proven. You may be of visioning style. You may be of exploring style, you may be of experimenting style, you may be of modifying style. Find out. All people are innovative, all people are creative, but their styles are different. But there is no human being who is not creative. This I am telling you, nobody may have told you this earlier. I am telling you. You are creative. Maybe you are in a different way, like visioning or experimenting or whatever, but you are creating, creative. Combine different talents for maximum results. That means you can have some people who are visioning style, some people who are having experimenting style, some people who are having modifying style, some people are having exploring style, like that. Mix and match. Many organizations have found that collaborative innovation works better when a combination of diverse thinking styles are there. They are able to contribute better. At Nissan Design International, in an attempt to get a wider variety of problem solving approaches, designers are hired in pairs. A free form thinker alongside someone with a more analytical approach. That means one thinker may be of left brain kind of a person, one thinker may be of right brain kind of a person. We mix them, they are able to innovate better. Eliminate obstacles to creative thinking. I said, why I am not creative anymore? Because people say that he is a fool. They block my creativity like a filter. Eliminate these obstacles. Eliminate obstacles to creative thinking. Obstacle number one, hesitancy to try new things. If I try new things, my boss will fire me. If I try new things, there will be a failure. If I try new things, they will terminate my employment. If I try new things, company will lose money. Boss will say, we tried that a few years ago, it did not work, so you will stop. Then boss will say, we have never tried that, so it will not work, so you stop. We have always done this way, what is new in this, so you stop. We don't want any mistake, so the way it is always done, do it, don't change it. If you change it, I will take action against you. So this is the hesitancy to try new things. Eliminate this obstacle to creative thinking. Eliminate this. Does it mean that you go against your boss? Maybe you have to sit with him and convince him. You have to do this. Eliminate obstacles to creative thinking. You are creative, but there are obstacles. Eliminate them. Everyone is naturally full of creativity, but our voice of judgment takes over. You can't do that. That will never work. You will fail. It will not be good enough. That is the dumbest idea ever seen. What the hell you are talking? So this obstacle you have to remove. You have to overcome. You have to eliminate if you want to become successful. Obstacle number two, right way. Boss will say, that is not the way it is done in our industry. You may have come from other industry, it will not work here. It was working there, so it will not work here. Don't rock the boat, okay? You have come, work as I am telling you. Don't rock the boat. The board won't go for that idea, it is too radical. Director may not accept it. Director will say, we are all fools. So much time is spent attempting to recommend the right answer. They will say, this is not the right way. You don't know it. So much time is spent attempting to recommend the right answer that there is no time left to find new and better ways. Because any new and better way is not right the way, not the right way. So, your innovation is nowhere.